Set to go? Want to go? All righty.
Hey, everybody. Jack and Harper again from Radio Laurier here to Laura Riverfest, and we're talking to Thunder Queens. How are you all doing today?
We're good. How are you?
Awesome. Sweet. We're going to start by just going on the line. Give me your name, your pronouns.
I'm Violet. My pronouns are she, her.
Awesome.
I'm Clara, and my pronouns are she, her.
Awesome.
And I'm Lola, and my pronouns are she, her.
Sweet. And I'm Jack. He, they. Nice to meet you all. So I guess first, can you just describe like the sound, the vibes, and the energy of Thunder Queens?
I think that our music is definitely a combination of a lot of things. I think we all listen to a lot of different things that kind of funnel into what we play in our instruments. But I know that I think the drums, I think all of the music really is pretty high energy.
I think
that it's kind of punky. It has some softer moments. I think that, but that we like do kind of switch with the song. We just kind of like throughout our set to kind of have different feelings throughout. You know?
Sweet. Sick, yeah. We got to see your set yesterday. It was awesome. Very high energy. Make sure you have a t-shirt and a vinyl on the way out. Very excited about it. So tell me a little bit about like the name Thunder Queens. Where does it come from? Like, what does it mean to be a Thunder Queen?
So we made the name kind of when we were like younger, because we started the band when we were like really young.
Yeah.
And we like found different like words on this like sticker door kind of wall thing.
That's cool.
And we just like put them together, and then Thunder Queens was one of the options.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's sick. Full disclosure, I like booked our interview, and then I did all my research to get my questions ready, and that's when I was like, oh, these people are young. But that's awesome. That's a lot of fun. You have like a lot more energy that way as well, which is really sick. So when did you all kind of start playing music individually, and then how did that become a group?
I was pretty musical even when I was younger. I think I started with piano more, because I think a lot of kids do.
Oh, yeah.
Like, piano is the one where, like, a lot of families will have, like, a piano in the living room or something. And I had a keyboard when I was younger.
So
I started with that. And where we grew up, London, Ontario, they have a camp called Girls Rock Camp, which is, like, a summer March break camp. And you get to choose an instrument. And I started with keys and then moved to drums, and that's around the time I met Violet, who had a drum kit in her house.
Sweet.
And so I just started messing around with that. She started teaching me kind of a little of the things she knew, and then I just started doing drums, and that's what I ended up liking.
That's sweet. That's it. Kind of the same for y'all too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Sweet.
Yeah.
That's great. Very nice. And so, yeah, Clara, you joined the group like after that first EP came out. I'm curious, like, what was it like joining that group? And also, how do you found that, like, your sound has changed since adding that third member?
Yeah, so I joined in 2022. And they had already been in the band for a long time and had their music teacher playing bass for them. And then I joined in, like, the summer of 2022-ish. And I learned all their songs. And then at the end of September / the beginning of October, we recorded our album, which was like,
nice.
I just kind of
learned
how to play their
songs.
And but it was really, really fun. And then I had my first show at the end of October, and it was really fun. And like, I knew Violet for a really long time before that, because we went to the same school and grew up together. And then me and Lola mesh well easily, so we're just all, like, friends.
Yeah.
That's sick. That's so awesome. I can't imagine just, like, joining a group and then having to learn all the songs.
It was really scary.
Yeah. We heard you play them, so we know that you did it. You nailed it. Yeah, so I'm curious, like, if you were to make a playlist for people to listen to before they listen to Thunder Queens for the first time, who would be on it?
I think the White Stripes.
Yeah.
I think some of our songs sound like the White Stripes a little bit.
Yeah, I think especially because in the beginning, it was me and Violet, the two-piece.
Oh, yeah.
And so there was a lot less dimension, I think, than when Clara joined. It was a lot less full. I think that's where it wants, like, where we want to be now. But I think that there would be maybe some Queen, maybe a little bit of Queen. Not saying that we're living up to what they did, but I think that we drew a lot of our kind of like style of singing and like playing from them. What do you think?
I think maybe like Bikini Kill.
Ooh,
and like the Strokes.
And like maybe Sleater-Kinney as well. Yeah. A lot of like smaller female bands I think that I listen to a lot would be on that.
Sweet, awesome. It's starting to drizzle a little bit, so I'll try to go fast. Here's a question. Would you rather all switch instruments for a show or have to play with your non-dominant hand? I'm going to say, Lola, you have to like move your drum set around.
Like
mirror it around.
Oh.
So opposite hands.
I think we talked about this question before.
Oh, really?
And I think we all agreed that we would just switch instruments because we all kind of know how to play each other's instruments a tiny bit.
And even when we started the band, one of our things was that me and Violet would switch instruments in the middle of the set.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was like, no, it was just maybe for like one song because I kind of was like, I had some knowledge on guitar because I think after watching Violet play, it's kind of easy to like kind of see what's going on. And I think Violet had some drum knowledge before.
Yeah.
And Clara knows how to play other instruments
too. Clara started with guitar before bass.
So I think that switching would be definitely better.
That's awesome. That's cool. It's always a lot of fun to see like everyone like switch around in the set. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Next up, any like influences that maybe aren't rock or that aren't even musical influences?
I really like Fiona Apple.
Ooh,
and I think that like her lyrics are really like cool and like inspiring, whatever, if that's the right word. So I think that she's really cool.
I like Kendrick Lamar, which is like the furthest away of what our music would be, but I think that he's amazing.
Yeah.
So
I think that I do listen to a lot of like Britpop, especially like some like older stuff, because like there's so many different bands that I can take from, and they're always, I think especially for drums, a lot of matching the energy and kind of keeping up.
Yeah.
A lot of Blur, a lot of any of that, any of that kind of stuff.
Awesome, that's sweet. Last question. Anything you want to plug you got coming up, or is there anything, maybe, are you working on anything new coming up?
Yeah, well, we've just recorded something that is going to come out really soon.
Yeah, we recorded a cover.
Yeah. Ooh. And it will come out before we play at Polaris, which we're doing with Jordan, from the singer of the Beaches. So we're going to be playing their song with them on stage. And so that's probably something to go check out.
That's crazy.
Harper's freaking out.
I don't think that we like would ever expect to do that kind of thing.
That's awesome.
Because we've only played two other shows. With them, and so
like, they were big shows.
For sure,
that's
the
sick.
Biggest ones that we've played,
ever.
For sure.
Nice,
but
that's
I think
awesome.
We're looking forward to that.
Sick. Well, thank you so much for coming out and talking to us.
Yeah, thank you for having
me. Great to chat with y'all. Thank you so much.